So in the face of recent tragedy in Pittsburgh, what can leaders, like people in your position, do to make their communities feel like safer and more comfortable?
That was so sad, and my heart breaks for the families. And it's something in a role like I have, or the mayor of Pittsburgh has, I mean, it's something you dread. And what you have to do is have first responders like they had in Pittsburgh that were willing to run toward an active shooter. But you have to keep guns out of the hands of mentally ill people. And there are policies, I think, common sense policies that we can put in place that protect the Second Amendment. And after one of these tragedies, we're going to have the fortitude to take some of those steps, because we can't keep letting these kinds of things happen.
Does Onondaga County have anything particular in place if something would happen like this?
We do, and you'll find that people in emergency management, first responders, they don't tell you what their plan is, because that's part of the reason that they're able to keep us safe, is because they have security measures in place. They have monitoring, like at the amphitheater. We have cameras, we have sheriff's deputies, we have private security, and they have drills to help if in the event of an active shooter. We've done active shooter drills inside the Civic Center, so it is something that's on the forefront of everyone's minds. Preventing it is going to have to happen at the policy level, but when it happens, we have incredible first responders in this country, and I can't believe what they've been willing to do for us.
Yes, well, great. All right, so then going back to what we
Okay. You
knew the interview was about. Looking back, what was your greatest accomplishment as county executive?
Well, when I was out on the campaign trail in 2007, I asked people for the job because my husband and I are raising our kids in central New York, and we had seen a lot of families where young people were moving away for jobs. They need to have jobs if they're going to stay here. And I asked people for the opportunity to do the job to see if I could make this community a place that young people would be more likely to stay. And I think overall, that's the thing I feel best about right now as I leave, is that young people really are more likely to stay. And there was a lot that went into it. You know, we created the Save the Rain program and stopped building sewage treatment plants in our city neighborhoods and in downtown. We have supported a lot of projects inside the city of Syracuse to create a vibrancy that really didn't exist for the 10 or 20 years previous to that. I'm a Syracuse University grad and a law school grad. We didn't have a downtown to go to. We were all up here on campus, and it resulted in this disconnect. My friends that I met at Syracuse didn't really know much about the city of Syracuse, and the people that I grew up with in Syracuse didn't really know that much about Syracuse University, this institution on the hill. That has changed. We have benefited from people who go to Syracuse University being more involved in our community, and those kinds of things make me really proud.
Now, do you think that there's a direct connection with your ability to keep property taxes low?
Yes, absolutely. We have, when I came into office, we had a balance between property taxes and sales taxes. Those are the two revenue sources that mostly support your county government on the local level: pave the roads, plow the snow, keep the parks going, the libraries going, our share of social services to be the safety net in the community. When we renegotiated the sales tax sharing formula with the city of Syracuse, it gave us the ability to give people some property tax relief. But then we went further. We've reduced the size and cost of county government. There's 25% fewer county employees today than there were when I took office. We did it very slowly, methodically, carefully. But now a person who owns an average $100,000 house in Onondaga County gets all of those services that we just talked about for $500. I know taxes are too high, but I'm proud of the fact that your county share is as low as it's been.
Yes. Okay. And then you did a lot of work with the cleanup of Onondaga Lake,
yep.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me about that?
Sure. I came into the job with a consent order. A federal court had told us that we were required under the Clean Water Act to clean Onondaga Lake. Some work had been done in terms of improvements to the Metropolitan Sewage Treatment Plant, but the county was in the process of building sewage treatment plants in four other locations inside the city. One had been built on the south side. It created a lot of controversy around issues having to do with social justice, like why would you build a sewage treatment plant in a neighborhood where there's these concentrations of poverty when you know you would not be doing that. We're the same problem in one of the more affluent suburbs. So we stopped the minute I started, the very first week in office. We put a moratorium on building any more of those. We switched to the Save the Rain. We now keep the clean water out of the system so we don't have to spend all this money and we don't have these overflows that were resulting in bacteria making its way into the lake. So there's been a lot that's gone into it, but that component of it was Onondaga County government, and I'm really proud of the way the lake has come back and it's really becoming an asset for people. And it goes back to your other question. The more people that visit here, the more sales tax that's generated from people coming to the amphitheater or the state fair or to go shopping at Destiny, or young people coming here because there's things going on downtown. That sales tax revenue offsets the property tax and helps us keep that lower. So cleaning the lake, making it a place people want to come, has a direct impact on the bottom line for people here.
So you've talked a lot about bringing people to the area, mm-hmm. and as you and I both know, the population in Onondaga County has been like on a steady but slow decline, particularly since like the 1950s in Syracuse. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you think can be almost revived or brought, what good features could be brought out about the city that would attract people here?
Well, the population countywide is pretty flat, but you're right. Inside the city of Syracuse, they've gone from 250,000 people to 140,000 people, which has resulted in a lot of vacant homes, which exacerbates issues of crime, you know, the poverty, the concentrations of poverty that exist in the city of Syracuse are really well known. So the most important things are jobs and schools, and we have in county government helped as best we can on both of those fronts. The county doesn't have any schools that we're responsible for, but we are responsible for all the wraparound social services, mental health, all the benefits that families get. So instead of waiting for people to get to a crisis and make their way to the Civic Center, we brought mental health clinics right inside the city school district. The graduation rate when I started was 49% in the city. It's 61% today. Certainly a lot of work to do, but we're moving in the right direction. Those kinds of things will make it more likely that people will move back into the city.
So your four sons have stayed, one's in Florida now, but they've generally stayed pretty locally, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you see there's benefits to them staying in the area, starting their families here, being recent college grads?
Yeah, it's interesting because we've always been, you know, the tagline on Syracuse and Central New York is that it's a great place to raise a family. And there's everything here. We have a stage, we have a symphony, we have the opera, we have the ballet, we have these sports teams that draw bigger crowds than anywhere else in the country. We have beautiful neighborhoods, rural areas, suburban areas, a thriving downtown. We have everything here. I know young people like to go to cities like Chicago and Boston and New York, and I would encourage that because I think experiencing other parts of the country, you learn a lot about what you like and what you don't like, and you see different perspectives. But I think ultimately the idea that you can support a family here in Central New York is going to bring a lot of the young people that we're leaving back.
Yes, okay. Well then, what do you think the future holds for Onondaga County?
I think we're in good hands. Ryan McMahon is coming in as county executive later this week. And the thing that I would say about Ryan is that he has a view similar to mine. I know he's going to bring his own vision and have his own priorities, but Ryan recognizes the value of the city of Syracuse to this region as a whole. That wasn't always the case in county government. It was a real city versus county mentality, but Ryan came from the city council just as I did, and I think recognizes that this whole region will benefit from a vibrant city that's an economic engine, and we can't just turn our backs and say there's too many problems and let's focus elsewhere. So I think you'll see in Ryan that continued focus on Syracuse to support the suburban and rural communities. That's where the jobs are, and I predict good things for the county going forward.
Do you think the development on the Hill in particular has helped with that?
The development on the Hill, there's two different perspectives. One is this connective corridor that was done under the previous chancellor. That has really changed the face of East Genesee Street. All those, you know, massive new apartments that are being marketed to students. That has really changed. But now the focus up here with the new Veterans Center, the Arch being improved, all of that. Syracuse University is one of the most important employers in upstate New York. And the bigger, stronger, healthier Syracuse University is, the better for the surrounding region. So I'm thrilled to see the cranes in the sky up here at Syracuse.
Yes, okay, so then I'm losing track of my questions here. You mentioned that Syracuse University is one of the biggest employers. Mm-hmm. Generally, the bigger employers in Onondaga County are service-based industries. Mm-hmm. How do you go about, if you even wanted to, attracting something like the manufacturing industry?
Right, and that is a good question because that's really been the topic on a real simple level in this election season is, you know, economic development incentives are bad, economic development incentives are good. Obviously, there's a lot more depth and a lot more consideration that you have to give to the nuances. New York State is an expensive place to do business, which means that if you are a manufacturer and you want to make something, that focusing on the bottom line, as you have a fiduciary duty to do, especially if you're a publicly held company, it doesn't put New York in its strongest competitive position. So there's a school of thought that you should reduce the costs for everybody. And I think that's a great idea. But practically speaking, if you were to take the income tax rate in New York State and even reduce it by 1% or 2%, you're talking about multi-million dollar deficits in your state budget that you have to figure out when you're competing against a state like Texas or Florida where it's zero. So that is a tougher nut, and you should work in that direction. But in the short term, these economic development incentives, one is going to open in the fourth quarter of this year or early next year. This company that's going to manufacture, they're bringing about 90 jobs, and they're high-paying jobs to DeWitt, and it's because New York State is investing in the equipment that they need. The state will continue to own the equipment were this company to leave, but those kinds of incentives, people don't like them. They refer to them as corporate welfare, but the question is, do you want these opportunities for young people so that they can live here, they can pay taxes, we can wean ourselves off of having to do these incentives? I'm a supporter of smart economic development.
Okay, so do you think there are almost like any intractable problems that the county has, or ones, mainly they're all ones that they can move forward from?
I don't think there's anything that we can't solve. I was asked recently if I have something when I look back that I wish I had accomplished better, and I would say when it comes to the issues of race in Onondaga County, there is a lot of work to be done, and I wish that I had made more change. I'm proud of the fact that we've changed the makeup of our county government team. We have a lot more people of color working for county government. We've created a robust minority and women business enterprise program. 30% of our contracts go to minority and women-owned businesses. But if you just simply drive around Onondaga County, and particularly the city of Syracuse, you'll see that we live a very separate life and that there are chronic issues inside the neighborhoods where people of color live. This is not a big enough community that we can't solve that problem, and I wish that I could have done more. I'm hoping that even in my private life, that I can affect more change there. I've encouraged Ryan to keep up some of the programs that we have in place, but that's a much broader conversation. This community should care about the issues of race that we have in Onondaga County.
Lastly, so do you start right at SUNY or in Upstate on Thursday? Is that your first day?
I know I'm going to take a couple weeks off. That kind of came about gradually, but the opportunity presented itself, and I really love the idea of just taking a couple weeks off, and I told my husband I'll help him clean the basement.
Yeah. So then this is going to be my last question. What do you have to say to, I mean, you probably read the paper yesterday, there were some critics of yours about your position at SUNY and Upstate. Mm-hmm. What do you have to say to them?
It's nothing new. You know, I had a lot of critics coming into the job that I have now. people didn't think I was qualified for the job. I hadn't worked in county government before. I think I've proved them wrong just by being competent and effective, and we've created a lot of change. We started projects and we finished them. We kept your property taxes low. We created this vibrant downtown. And I would say to people at SUNY that I see my role as a support for the institutions. That's where my strength lies. And if you just give me a chance, I think that I can answer some of the critics just by performing the way I know I can.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much.
Thank
you. That's about it. So we could get these microphones off you and everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.